BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Turkey says it's conducted a wave of airstrikes on bases of the banned Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, in northern Iraq, with 20 targets destroyed and many militants neutralised. Local officials in Iraq confirmed the strikes and said areas close to the Turkish and Iranian borders had been targeted. Here's Tom Bailey.
Turkey's defence ministry said 20 targets had been destroyed and many militants neutralised in the operation, which they said targeted caves, bunkers and depots used by the group. The strikes were in response to Sunday's blast outside the Interior Ministry in Ankara, just hours before Turkey's parliament reopened after its summer recess. It was the first bomb blast in the capital since 2016. The PKK has waged a long armed struggle in Turkey, fueled by its demands for an independent Kurdish state, something fiercely opposed by successive Turkish governments.
The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said that nothing will weaken his country's fight against Russia. The comments come a day after the US halted funding for Kyiv as Congress scrambled to agree a budget. President Biden has promised this will only be a temporary hiatus, and the Ukrainian defense minister, Rustem Umerov, said he'd been assured by his American counterpart that US support would continue. But there are signs that the patience of Ukraine's allies is becoming stretched. The success of a pro-Moscow party in Slovakia's general election highlights a growing reluctance of some European nations to arm Kyiv. The French actor Gérard Depardieu has vehemently denied allegations of rape and sexual assault. In an open letter in Le Figaro, he said he was being lynched by media court. Ilse Ochney reports.
The 74-year-old actor denied ever having abused a woman. It's his first response to allegations made by a number of women on the investigative website Mediapart in April. Some of the accusations of sexual violence date back to the early 2000s. At the end of 2020, Depardieu was placed under formal investigation for allegedly raping and sexually assaulting a French actress, Charlotte Arnoux, on two occasions at his home in Paris in 2018, when she was 22. He's firmly denied the accusations.
Rights groups say the use of torture by the Egyptian authorities is so widespread and systematic as to amount to a crime against humanity. In a report to the UN Committee Against Torture, the group spoke of beatings, electric shocks, sexual violence and denial of access to medical care. BBC News. Azerbaijan has issued an arrest warrant for the former leader of Nagorno-Karabakh, Arayik Harutyunyan, following its seizure of the disputed region last month. He led the territory, which is internationally recognised as part of Azerbaijan, but was largely populated by ethnic Armenians between May 2020 and September this year. Investigators in Spain are trying to find out what caused a nightclub fire in the southeastern city of Murcia, in which at least 13 people died. Police have warned the number of dead could rise as rescue workers sift through the debris. Relatives of missing people are giving DNA samples. The blaze engulfed three adjacent clubs on Sunday. Indonesia is launching the first high-speed railway in Southeast Asia today. The multi-billion dollar project is partly funded by China as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. Jae Sung Lee has more details.
Nicknamed Whoosh, the bullet train can reach speeds of up to 350 kilometers per hour. The Chinese-made train will connect the capital Jakarta with the city of Bandung, two of the largest metropolises in Indonesia. It will reduce the current journey of around 3 hours to just 45 minutes. The train was set to launch 4 years ago, but was delayed after ballooning costs from the pandemic and other construction issues. President Joko Widodo will inaugurate the rail service. With it, Indonesia joins a handful of countries in Asia, including Japan, China and South Korea, to possess a high-speed rail network.
The American gymnast Simone Biles has completed her return to the world stage by becoming the first woman to execute a Yurchenko double pike vault in competition. Recognised as the most difficult jump in the women's scoring code, it will now be renamed Biles 2. BBC News.